This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given, filling in for Bill Littlefield. Scandal and the Olympics. These two things seem to go together. This week, we've seen the What Turned the Water Green controversy and the What's Up With Those Marks on Michael Phelps' Back mystery. Television viewers asked why American gymnast Gabby Douglas didn't put her hand over her heart during the national anthem. And Facebook went crazy for about a minute and a half over why one Ukrainian gymnast took zeros in all his events. But what's it like to be in the middle of one of those controversies?
Well, my name is Corey Cogdell Unrein. I usually go by the hyphenated last name, and I compete in the sport of international trap shooting.
Corey Cogdell Unrein's name is at the center of this whole thing. But before we talk about that, let's go back to where this story began. Last Sunday.
Sunday was amazing. I was fortunate enough to win my second Olympic bronze medal, and it was just such an incredible day. The weather was difficult, made for some difficult conditions, and I was able to overcome all of that and walk away with the bronze medal, so it was amazing.
This is Corey's third Olympics for Team USA. She also won bronze in 2008. She's been shooting competitively for 15 years, and she's turning 30 in a couple of weeks. So that means she's been working at her sport for half her life. She's only been married for the past 2 years, but that's where the Chicago Tribune chose to put the focus when they tweeted about her bronze medal win on Sunday. The Twitterverse was not amused.
Actually, my husband texted me and he said, "Oh my gosh, have you seen what's going on Twitter and social media? People are talking about you and, you know, kind of going crazy." And of course, I immediately, you know, looked up what had happened and tried to figure out what was going on.
Well, so the tweet was, "Wife of a Bears lineman wins a bronze medal today in Rio Olympics." And before we get into what other people think about that tweet, what do you think about it?
Well, you know, initially when I read it, you know, I didn't really think much of it, to be completely honest. It didn't, you know, come off to me as something that was intentional or malicious. I just kind of thought, well, you know, they probably could have chosen a better, you know, heading to, you know, alert people of my victory.
Like maybe a tweet that included the words Corey Cogdell Unrein. Corey laughs about it now, and she laughed about it then, too. So did her husband, Chicago Bears lineman Mitch Unrein.
You know, he would actually send me some of the comments that people were making, saying, "Oh my gosh, look at this one, this one's funny. Oh my gosh, like, this guy nailed it." One of the ones that I thought was really funny was something to the effect of, "Husband of Olympian tries to make Super Bowl team." I sent that to him, and he got a kick out of that. He's like, "Yeah, that would be really funny."
I think the one I saw was "Husband of Olympian can't win Super Bowl." It was a little harsh.
Right.
Than that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, well, that's kind of harsh." But I mean, he's just one person. He's not the whole team. So he can't really control the Super Bowl win.
On Monday, the Chicago Tribune sent out another tweet saying that Corey Cogdell Unrein is, quote, "awesome on her own." We focus too hard on trying to emphasize the local connection Cogdell Unrein has to Chicago, the paper admitted, before promising to do better next time. The paper didn't respond to our requests for an interview. Corey says she appreciates that the paper admitted it was wrong. Wrapped up in all of this is the fact that for 2 weeks every 2 years, winter and summer, news organizations are in the business of reminding their audiences who's who, and we use shorthand more often than we'd like to admit. This one has asthma. That one grew up in a war zone. Sure, identifying a woman by the accomplishments of her husband is really annoying, but is it any worse than the headline CNN recently ran ahead of next month's Paralympics, "Blind Navy Veteran Hoping for Olympic Gold"? The Chicago Tribune made a mistake, but Corey Cogdell Unrein and her husband, I'm going to skip saying his name this time around just for fun, are doing just fine.
I'm a little bit used to living with my husband's fame, and he's used to living with mine. So depending on the situation, sometimes I'm the center focus and sometimes he's the center focus.
It helps that Corey's originally from Alaska. The NFL might rule Chicago, but it doesn't rule the 49th state.
Everyone back home was very excited, and the media up there has done a great job about, you know, focusing on me and what I've accomplished over my career.
While researching the story, I found another interesting tweet. It's a photo of the Chicago Bears in their locker room at training camp. It was taken after the team gathered to watch Corey Cogdell-Unrein compete in Rio. They're all wearing matching T-shirts to show their support of Corey and all that she's accomplished. Fewer people have seen that tweet, but I think it's worth mentioning.